Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was always Zach Gelb and Jersey Jerry, but Zach just didn't know it.
Jerry in New Jersey. Jerry, what part of Jersey are you calling from?
I'm from North Jersey. I'm a blue-collar union guy.
And now they're friends.
Are the buddies for life, right?
It was always Jersey Jerry. It was always Zach Gelb.
This has never happened before. And I'm man enough to share it. I'm man enough.
And now it's time to respect their NFL picks. Only on the Zach Gelb Show.
Alrighty, Football Friday on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Time to get to the picks with Jersey Jerry. I have a 3-game lead, but it's really nothing to be proud about because the two of us have been moving like snails this year for this upcoming NFL season. We'll see if we can get hot down the stretch. But now joining us from Barstool Sports, of course, is Jersey Jerry. Jerry, how you been?
I'm okay. You know, Zach, I'm struggling football season so far. And I'm starting to think this might be the curse of Zach Gelb.
I do see signs for that. In the past, I heard that you were very good at picking games, and then the next thing you know, you go up against me, and you can't pick a game to save your life.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on, Zach. I really don't. I'm starting to get worried doing this radio with the CBS right now.
Well, you got yourself into it, so you can only blame yourself.
Yes.
So what's your first pick? Go ahead.
All right, so I'll start off with my underdog play. And I've been doing pretty decent on these when I take the Steelers. The line was at 2.5, plus 2.5. It dropped down to 1.5. I'm going to stick with my gut. Mike Tomlin off the bye hasn't lost in 2016 or 17. I have to go with the Steelers this week. I really do. Coming off the bye, they should be hungry. They should be ready to go. T.J. Watt coming back, friend of the program. So give me the Steelers as my dog play.
Where's your confidence level that your guy Kenny Pickett is the guy?
I'd say about 55% right now.
A little bit lower than I would expect.
Yeah, you know, listen, I love Kenny. I really do. And I give him a pass because he's a rookie, one. And two, he got thrown into, like, a gauntlet of the schedule. I mean, teams like the Dolphins, the Eagles. I mean, those are tough teams. Those are tough teams to beat. Bills. So I give him a pass on that. Has he showed that he is the guy yet? No, not really. But, you know, we'll see what he can do down the stretch against a really, really weak schedule.
And he's not really being put in a position to succeed, especially with who's calling the plays. But what's going on with Najee Harris? Because that seems a little bit funky this year.
Yeah, Zach, let me explain something to you. This is why you don't draft a running back in the first round. I mean, listen, their offensive line hasn't been good in some years now. You know, you bring in Najee Harris, first-round pick. I thought it was a bit of a reach, and now it shows why. It shows why. And people say, like, listen, I was all for moving him at the deadline. People said I was crazy. But it's going to take some years to rebuild this offensive line. If Najee Harris looks like he does now, what do you think he's going to look like in 2, 3, 4 years when the offensive line gets rebuilt? I mean, I don't know, man. His stock is slowly, slowly, slowly decreasing.
So your first pick, you're going with the Steelers as an underdog. I'll give you my underdog pick as well right out of the gate. I'm going to take the Chargers. I know this spread seems a little bit bizarre that the 49ers are a 7-point favorite and the Chargers haven't really gotten my trust and respect yet this season. I think they keep it close, though, less than a touchdown. Give me the Chargers plus the 7. What's your next pick?
My next pick is going to be the 49ers.
Oh.
Going to be the 49ers, and here's why. I feel like over the last 2 weeks, this team is pretty much coming closer together. McCaffrey, I think he fits really well. Debo coming back. And, you know, the Chargers, they haven't, you know, this team is one of those teams where they get a pass year after year. And, you know, Justin Herbert gets a pass as well. Is he a good quarterback? I don't know. I'm not really buying into the Justin Herbert stock, because he hasn't really proved anything to me. So I'm going to go with the 49ers. I think this game is going to be a rout.
Sean Payton then coaching them next year?
That would be smart if they were smart, yeah.
All right, pick number two for me. I'm going to go with the Dolphins. I know they've had some close games the last few weeks. They're playing the Browns. I know they have Nick Chubb, who's phenomenal. He's been great for me as a fantasy football running back this year. Dolphins at home, I just think they're going to be able to put up too many points. I like Miami laying the 3.5 points at home going up against Cleveland.
Nice. My last pick, I'm going to take another favorite. And I don't really like this, honestly, but I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to go with the Bears. I'm going to go with the Bears -2.5 against the Lions. Justin Fields has looked really, really good over the last 3-4 weeks. Teams just can't seem to stop him when he has the football in his hands. Lions are a disaster. They're just a disaster. That coach will be fired at the end. So give me the Bears. Give me the Bears.
And I'm in agreement. I know we disagreed on one pick, but I'm in agreement on this one. I like the Bears as well. I had them circled, laying 2.5 points. Justin Fields, we talk about, right, Kenny Pickett giving you moments with not really a lot around him. That's what Justin Fields is doing the last few weeks.
Yeah, and I hope I get to see that on the back half of the year this year, Kenny Pickett. And I think he will start to show some signs of flashes going against these weaker teams. But, yes, if I was a Bears fan, I would be pretty excited with where I'm at. This year, for them, is like, okay, let's make sure we have the guy. And over the last 3 to 4 weeks, he's shown flashes of this guy can be the guy in Chicago.
So here are the picks for Week 10. Jersey Jerry is going with the Bears, laying 2.5 points. He's also taking the Steelers plus 1.5, and he loves the 49ers, laying 7. I will go with the Chargers plus the 7 points. I will take Miami, laying 3.5. And then the Bears -2.5 as well. Jersey Jerry from Barstool Sports, appreciate the time as always. We'll do it again next week. And let's hope the curse is over and we can get some winners.
All right, Zach. I'll see you next week.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.